is the Joe and Alex Show. Something I wanted to talk about is something we got going on, but we need your help. This is where you can make a difference right here in your own community, especially if you got kiddos out there. I want you to think about them and maybe things that they might be lacking and not having. For example, books to read. We're having a back-to-school book drive. I want to thank a couple of our sponsors, of course, our friends at Wild Eggs, and of course, Broad Ripple Service Experts Heating and Air. We've teamed up with them. We actually have drop-off locations where you can drop off new or gently used books that maybe you're done with or sitting on your shelf. Go to RadioNowIndy.com to get all the details. Now, Alex, I'd ask Liv, the web girl, what book she could donate, but
I know she doesn't have any. She doesn't read.
Yeah, well, you don't got to flip me off she used to read. But for me, I got some Dr. Seuss books. Those were like my go-to jam.
Yeah, and they don't have to be kids' books either. If you have books sitting around that you've already read, I am a big fiction novel person.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have so many books like that, which are not necessarily kids' books. They're adult books, but still great. I mean, you got to think there's high schools and stuff like that, too, and they're going to want to read more mature books than Dr.
12.
Seuss. Yeah, exactly. So we need any and all gently used books that you have sitting around your house. It's a great way if you're moving to clear up space. And you can drop any of those off, like Joe said, at Broad Ripple Heating and Air, 86th Street and Northwest Boulevard, here at the radio station. If we're here, you can say hi to us, Meridian and St. Joseph.
Take a selfie.
Yep, that's downtown. And then Wild Eggs in three locations, Carmel, Fisher's, and downtown. You can take any amount of books that you have there, even if it's just one, that helps. But please bring those. The only thing we don't want is like school books, so not a textbook.
Yeah, we don't need that stuff. Go try to sell it for $5, even though you bought it for like $1,000.
Yeah, so that's the only thing that we don't want. Otherwise, we want all of your books.
Do you think Lindsay, my wife, would mind if I took all of her Harry Potter books? She'd probably kill me, but
yeah,
I hear
people are protective over those.
So like Beanie Babies, right?